Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here, and it is just Connor here today. There is no Gabe in studio with me because Gabe's daughter wasn't able to attend kindergarten because she had the sniffles and a very light cough. And of course, the kindergarten, acting out of an abundance of caution, decided, you know what, let's keep her home today just to be safe. And that kind of fits actually with the big news that came out of Germany today. It's about children between the ages of 5 and 11, and when and whether they will be vaccinated with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. There's good news, actually. That's what this is all about. Very good news. It appears that by about mid-October, there should be an application underway with various health bodies around the world to approve the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds with this mRNA vaccine, with the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine. Now, I should be clear right here that I actually don't have access to any of the data about the Pfizer trials on that age group. What I'm relying on entirely is a news report that's quoting the CEO of BioNTech. And what he has said to Der Spiegel, one of the most prominent magazines here in Germany, a news magazine, is that, quote, "It looks good. Everything is going according to plan." And there's not too much you can read into that statement. There's no data. We don't know about efficacy, with these 5 to 11-year-olds. We don't exactly know what that means. What I will say is that I typically wouldn't sit here and trust the words of the CEO of a biotech company. Obviously, they have a very vested interest in everyone, believing in this vaccine working. And sometimes, I don't know, things are too positive. But let me just say that in the past, when he has said things like this, they have turned out to be true. And based on what we know about 12-year-olds getting this vaccine, 12-year-olds actually showed higher levels of efficacy than adults did. So we can assume or hope that will also be the case with 5 to 11-year-olds. I read this as very good news, very important news. In fact, Gabe and I had been talking just this week about trying to update you on where things stood with 5 to 11-year-olds, because it seemed like for months we'd heard nothing but, promises from politicians about hopefully this is going to happen. Well, there's a date. It's kind of a soft landing date of mid-October when authorities around the world will have a chance to decide whether or not that part of the vaccination campaign should go forward. If you have any questions, any other information that I may have missed or that is relevant to this discussion, please get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.